Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic's Gone Wild, and this psychic is. This is Psychic Jethro. I want to welcome each and every one of you who've turned in today. We are rocking. This is, and always will be, one of the most craziest sites that you will turn into. So those of you that are new and turning into the iTunes or checking us out, this is Psychic's Gone Wild, Psychic Jethro, and a phenomenal guest today, Janine Reagan Sinclair. We're going to be doing a little bit of discussions today to kind of introduce everyone to us. Bear with us, those of you who are regulars. What we really would like to thank is the different stations who've taken the time out of their day to become involved with Psychic's Gone Wild. We have always had a continuous supply of individual who have always wanted to be on. Well, this is your chance to do it. Those of you who love to read in the room, those of you who like to just sit at home and keep up with us, we've been on for a year, and we're going to be doing All of You Readers Come Find Me Now, and that's what we'll be doing for April. So get in contact with me. You know, you can reach me at on psychicsgonewild.com. Leave me your name and a telephone number, best time to contact you, and I will contact you, and you never know, we're going to have you on Psychic's Gone Wild. One of the really excellent things I love about it is you guys have listened to a lot of individuals that we've had on here, and we will continue to do that. In that tradition, I ask all of you that we have the fun of it. You know, we're having a great time here, and without further ado, I want to bring in my phenomenal, the foundation and creator of the Crystal Key, Janine Reagan Sinclair. How are you, Janine?
Very good, Jethro. How are you doing?
Pretty wild over here in America. We're having all the weather. This first day of spring, everyone's got wet, drought, and a few sunshines, and we're all deciding what this is going to bring us for the year. How is it over in the United Kingdom?
Actually, it's not too bad over here, but I'm jetting off tomorrow morning for 4 days to Mallorca, so I'm hoping the sun's going to be out there because I really could do with the sun. It's been a long time since I've seen it, but it's not too bad really for the time of year.
Very good. And we've got all of you guys lined up on the 773-897-6461. Hang on to the phone. If you do get disconnected, call us back. Sometimes I think that the guides and the angels just want to see how determined you are to get in and speak with us. We do ask that because of the time and nature of it that we keep it down to just one question. And I do thank and admire each of you that have come up with the idea of not only are we helping everyone, but it kind of goes in the measure. So, you know, I just am very grateful, and I welcome all of you, and we're going to have some fun. 814, you're our first live caller today. How are you, 814? 814, I did say you were live. Are you live? Okay. I hope that 814 can hear us. We're not getting contact there. We're going to go right into 617. Can you hear us, 617?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I really was worried there. I said, now, you notice I didn't say live with you. I've learned a lesson. I am really silly.
Wait a minute. Let me see. Okay. Yep, I'm alive.
That pulse is there. I'm so glad. 617 is breathing. It has been official. She is live on the air with me and Janine. And I'm sorry, 814. You just scared me a little bit there. So as we go into this today, I need you just to give me your name, and then Janine will give you your reading.
It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Janine. Good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Have you been listening to the show before?
Yes, I have, and I love it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. What can I help you with?
Well, romance.
Ooh.
I know, huh?
And the bell tolls.
Wait a minute. I see some clouds overhead.
Oh, my. Well, Lisa, what we've been doing, and I'm going to jump in, not to be rude to my lady guest, is I'm the love reading person, and she comes in with it. But that's okay, because what happens is me and Janine work real well together, and Janine is phenomenal in the healing area and in past lives. And what really is excellent is when we compliment and look at this, Lisa, I see that there was a gentleman in your past relationship. And I keep getting that there was two people. I do want to say that I feel like you had a female who liked you, and I do feel mm-hmm. that she's very strong towards you. And I do feel that she, you and her, you were very close, and yet there's a male. So I'm getting both people, and please, I don't want you guys all going, what did you just say about Lisa? I did not say nothing. What I'm saying is there was a very strong female and a very strong male, both trying to woo you, trying to get your attention.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I'm feeling that when you brought up relationship, I'm feeling that in the energy of the life where you've had some strong lives here. And so what I'm feeling is this, they're telling me this year that you're going to have a very strong now, and they keep showing me like a sensitive man, and this may be part of why I'm picking up the male and female. You'll have to help me there. But I keep picking this up, and I feel that sometimes people, when we read this, sometimes you guys, the guides just show me, and what they're showing me is the energy of the individual. I feel they're very sensitive. I also feel they're very much what you need. You're a very left-sided brain. I feel that you're a very good person. You're very meticulous. You like mm-hmm. things done this way, and you kind of need that silly right side to level it out. And the guide said when they put someone around you like that, you don't have no time for it. You know, you're just, oh my goodness. They're saying, you know, they're telling me, Lisa, you're not only choosy, but sometimes you're just downright mean. They bring you in people and you pick them apart.
Oh, really? Wow.
I'm not saying looking for it, but they're showing me what happens is that it starts out as a relationship, and right away you don't verbalize it to them. I don't feel you're critical, and I don't feel that you're being mean to them, but I do feel that you, in your mind, and what they're showing me with the guides is you take it, and pretty soon they just don't measure up to what you're looking. They keep showing me there's love here, and I apologize because I keep getting both. I feel you have some strong advocates and people who really care for you, and I think that they're kind of clouding a little bit. You'd said clouding, we were joking, but I feel that you've got some people kind of clouding you starting your relationship. Sometimes you'll see this in family. I mean, I have, you know, you'll have a sister or a mom who's going, I really care for you, and they're kind of like, they're sitting back, but they're listening, they're checking it twice. Does he work? Is he nice? Does he treat his family all right? Does he know,
right.
know that she needs a car? You know, he's not going to move in there and just live off of her. You know, that kind
right.
of
Yes.
I apologize, Lisa, how I'm wording this. I can hear everybody going, what is he telling her?
And what I can see here, that this male around you is actually hiding himself a bit. So he's got a cloak around him, and I said to him, why are you hiding? And he dropped the cloak, and he's lovely and light underneath it, and he just feels that he needs to hide his light a little bit as well. So he's feeling he needs to protect himself. So maybe that would tie in that he's being checked over by people around you. So this, when this person comes in, don't just go by the first appearances, because there may be just a little layer of protection there that you need to allow him to drop, so he, you know, okay, he feels safe enough to let you see the real him. He's hiding himself a little bit, but that's only to protect himself, not because he's got anything to hide, because underneath I can see he's really lovely and light.
Wow. Is he someone new or someone from the past?
I think this is someone new coming in.
Okay, good.
No,
I think
I agree with you. I feel it, and it's very good. And it's now, this is where it is good to have two psychics tagging, because this, I do feel this female, and I apologize to you, this female is a guide of yours. She's not been on this life for a while, but she is like standing right at the door. And ironically, I thought it was maybe a parent to you, because she's got that stern mother look of, you've stayed out too long, my dear. Look, you know.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, no. You know, there was a flat tire. You better have marks on your hand where you took the, because that's what I feel. I feel that this is where this is, this relationship. And Janine was able to talk to her and get around where she's not too impressed with me. She's nice and she's checking and she's like, she really wants to make sure. And they tell me that you might want to do some work with that, with the angels, and sit down and do write an angel letter. I've had a lot of really good success with love on that. That when Sedona sit down and write, okay, and write out the angels you feel comfortable with. It's like, I feel with you, Ariel, and I, you know, Raphael, good healing angel. A lot of times with the younger angel, Ariel will do love, but I've had people go back and then do with Uriel, who's got the knowledge, because Uriel's sitting there going, you know, how many lives were you on, Lisa? There was a couple lives here where you dated, and there was one there where you kind of, you know, the one person really loved you, and you drug him around for years before you put the ring on her finger when you were in a male life. So you kind of work with it, you know, you work with it. And I'll tell you, the most coolest success I've had is I've had individuals tell me that they can feel when their angels say, okay, enough, and also they're going, now we're going to bring in the love. And all of a sudden they have this buzzing, this energy, and then all of a sudden here's this just like, you know, beautiful people. You picked the subject with me. Now I'm going to get in trouble. Everybody's going, now you're picking Lisa, so we better get it rolling before I get to be not live on the air.
So one other thing with this relationship, do you know when it's going to come in and how would we connect?
They're showing me that I feel this is going to come in and connect, and they're also telling me that this is going to be close to, it has to do with five. So I would right now, just doing a radio reading quickly, as you guys know, you want to get your whole accuracy, make sure and get an email or a complete reading, but close to five. I say that. That's for psychics that, you know, and I do have my references, so you guys know what I'm doing, but I'm getting close to that. So I would say May there. And we are Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're going a little wilder. We've got to tell everybody, Janine, tell everybody the great deal that you have going on. I just can't wait. I am so excited about it.
Well, this is the deal of the century as far as I'm concerned. I've been working on it flat out. We've only just finished putting everything together about 10 minutes before the show, so this has been a major deal. We've got for you 5 sets of programs that will help with finding the perfect partner, help with weight loss, help with your money issues, help with abundance, and help with your spiritual development. They're 5 sets of 5 MP3s. They're about 30 minutes long. The first set take you in to remove any emotional blocks that you've got that's stopping you in any of these areas. The next, the gold set, take you in to remove any false or limiting beliefs from your subconscious mind. You also have the crystal key diamond energy brought through you, and tie cutting with your old self and bringing in a new you. And the third set take you through removing old patterns of behavior that are not serving your highest good. The fourth set take you into to remove hidden beliefs that are not always accessible, and actually into the programs that create your reality. So this is guided meditations and visualizations that take you into your mind, into the program room that is actually creating your whole life. And that also removes imprints that you've inherited from your parents. And the fifth one takes you through this, and it removes imprints that you've inherited from 7 generations of ancestors. So these are really, really powerful MP3s. You also get a copy of my book. There are bonus MP3s as well for boost, for an energy boost for 10 minutes, which is great to use first thing in the morning or at lunchtime if you're feeling a little bit tired at work. And the other one is actually how to manifest your desires as well. So they're thrown in with a copy of my first book. Normally, these will be going out at $297. Tonight, they're on offer at $97 for the whole lot. That's 13 hours of meditations and healing. And you can find them by going to www.crystalkeyhealing.com/special. So that's www.crystalkeyhealing.com and then /special, the word special. And you can get the deal tonight. They've just gone live at 5 to 7 in the UK, which is about 5 to 3 stateside, I think.
Excellent. And we've got, you know, when we have a good deal on Psyche's Gone Wild, Kelly is on. Kelly wants to know, is it okay? Can she get the same deal as the rest of everybody else? She wants to buy this. Kelly Colder is one of our people here and very phenomenal Reiki healer and does work. She wants to ask you, Janine, is this open to everybody? Janine, is this open to everybody? Okay. Well, I would assume, I don't know if Janine, are you still there? So we're going on with 989. You're on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good. This is Psyche Jethro, and we're on here live on Psyche's Gone Wild. We have our co-host, I hear. We're having a little bit of trouble with the phone, so those of you who are listening in, don't go anywhere. We've got a bunch of you on. 989, do you have I feel like you've got something on with a question, but can I get your first name?
My first name is Sharon, and it's my first time calling in here.
Congratulations, Sharon. And I'll tell you what Psyche's Gone Wild does. This is Psyche Jethro, and what I do is I have a friend, Janine Reagan Sinclair, who also is one of our gifted readers, and she is going to be.
Oh no! Hello.
And Sharon, hello, Sharon. Hello, Sharon. Yes, this is Psychic Jethro. Just hang on a little bit. We've got a little bit of crazy airwave going on. Those of you who are listening in, don't go anywhere. We will be back with Janine here. We're having a little bit of trouble there. We're going to go ahead and go on with the show. This is Psychic Jethro. Sharon, I do have you on here, and I'm going to be talking with you. This is really what the guides do, and sometimes this happens, unfortunately, in our work or with things that are going on, and it seems to be one of those times of the day. What I like and what I see happening is that I see some other things going on. And can you hear me, Janine? Okay, this is Psychic Jethro, and we're going on with our other guest, 352. Can you hear me, 352?
I can hear you perfect.
Great. We are just, that was really intense. I don't know what happened to Sharon. Sharon, that was really intense, but that happens. Sometimes the guides step in, and what we had here was we had a Skype instance. So those of you who just tuned in, don't go anywhere. Make sure that you keep in, because I'm going to be getting Janine back from all the way over in United Kingdom. Janine lives in in London. So what we're having here is we're having a little bit of craziness, but that happens, you know. And what you guys that notice this, and we have the work going on, you're also having some work here. Now you can hear me. And
yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so what I've got here now, Andrea, I know your voice, and I want to thank you for calling in. This is we need these friends like it. You know.
Can you hear me?
Andrea? And we're still going here. This is Psyche Jethro, just as determined as ever, Andrea.
Okay.
Okay. And so we're going to take just a second here, everybody. I want you guys to visualize with me some light energy and some positive for a minute. Andrea, are you very spiritual?
Yes.
I am too. And we're going to be asking all of our white angels and all of our energies and our guides to help us with this energy that's going on right now. Because what we've got happening, and this does happen periodically on the show, is other individuals and other things will start to go and, you know, all of a sudden you have this really strange energy. And I think what it was is we had a surge there. Here, there's a lot of surge of energy.
That?
I think that we just put out some energy. Janine, can you hear us? So as we're going through the energy, this is definitely a lot of energy. And we are, I guess, really working towards it. And everything that we're having go on. This is one of those times. And this is because, as we don't go where we can, there we go with the energy. This is a very strong energy. And Andrea, can you feel that? It's also the other part of the energy of other things that are trying to stop psychics gone wild. We do a lot of work. I do know that I've helped you in the past. Would you say that I've helped you? Thank you. I needed that. I made a decision last night after my other show of I'm going to continue on with Blog Talk for me because I've had so much interference and these objects like this. And I had a friend tell me today the reason that I'm having all this is because we have outside influences that are putting negative into our rooms. They're discussing things behind. And so I'm going to ask you guys in the chat room one more time, if you come in and you've got a grievance, take it somewhere else. Because what I've got is you can contact me personally at 928-284-0437. Because if you come in and you're just looking to, I would say criticize. We have a lot of people who don't believe in what we do. I have done this for over 30 years. I have my proof. But what I really want to do is I want to help people. So, Andrea, I thank you. I'm glad you're on here. I've got a lot of other callers. You guys don't go anywhere. We're going to get our wonderful Janine back. But what we're doing right now is we're putting out light work, and I can feel it changing. Because when you come in with energy and you come into a room that's a lot of light, which Psyche's Gone Wild is, and you start promoting fear or you say negative things, what you do is you cause counter interference. So what this does is metaphysically this puts a lot of energy. I'm sure that we're going to find out where our wonderful Janine is, but we know that she's over in London. We know that she's okay. When we go to do that, could you hear the sounds that we get when we try to contact her?
Yeah, it was weird. It was like popping and a lot of noise.
Oh.
Like that.
A lot of energy. Andrea, I thank you for holding on. Andrea, don't you go anywhere. You're definitely a light beacon, and I've got you in here like the sunshine of my life. I got you. You're right here in the middle of Psyche's Gone Wild, and they told me that it would be a purpose for me to stay on the show today, that someone would come in and there would be a lot of interference, and I needed to test my guides to see if I was strong enough to keep going with Psyche's Gone Wild or to nix this project and go on with something else that is more financially beneficial for me but not as spiritually wholesome. And I can feel you on here, and I thank you. You're very much helping a lot of other people. You know, sometimes our mission and our goal. Andrea, what did you call in to do before we see if we can get a hold of Janine one more time?
I called in to ask if she see anything for me, any messages with my crazy chaos life. Maybe she can make sense of stuff.
I'm glad you called in, and I see what we already talked about with me on the energy, and I want to help you a little bit. Janine, can you hear me? She's trying. Janine's real. I can feel it. She's in the between, and it's like her Skype and mine are connected, and yet what it's showing me is it's showing me that she is not getting through. So what they're doing is the guides are going to continue to do that. They will get her brought in, okay? So as we're going here, and the guides are telling me to do what else is also happening is the other part of your life energy is so strong that you're going to be able to do another change. And we've got to fight against this. This is part of why you got in today. You're reaching out for the light every day. The person you had was negative to you. there's some family issues going on here, and I do see that they brought in their family. They're bringing in more, and this does happen. When two come together, the light will be there. When three or four or more will be there, the presence shall be known. I am telling you something very magic, that the light is working with you. Andrea, don't give up for you and your children's sake. You've been hurt. You've been physically put through a test there. I do see that this person is trying to keep you there because they want the control over you. They feel you're an object. They haven't realized you're a loving individual.
Okay.
And you're going to get through it. And you called in for it. I do see it stressing. I see what they show me, Andrea, is they show me and you going through this stuff. And I'm putting light behind you, and I've got Janine putting her energy. And you've got like a sword, and you're cutting through this, you're cutting through that. Here's his mother, and you're whacking her out of the way. Get out of here, because she's now in your business. Uh-huh. I can feel you, Andrea. I've been praying for you. I really pray for you, because I know you're in a sad situation and you've got to stay safe. So that's what we've got. I'm going to go on with the calls because we've got so much happening. Andrea, just because you did this today, I will give you a free half an hour reading. I have all your information. I will contact you this afternoon after our shows, and we will get together.
Okay, and I'm going to keep listening. Hope that everything goes well with the show and you get more callers.
Thank you. Blessings to you. We have a full queue. Can you hear me, 360? Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello, got in. How are you?
Hi. I wasn't paying attention to the phone, and then I somehow had realized, he said 360.
Good. I want to thank you. This is Psychic Jethro. Welcome you to the group. We normally have me and Janine. I'm still trying to get her as we go on. We'll be contacting each other back and forth till I can get her to be on the show. This is Jethro, and if you'd like to give me your name and your question, I will answer it.
My name is Lori.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if I'm going to be seeing Bill again.
No problem. My friend
Bill that moved to Colorado.
Okay, and I thank you for calling, Lori. And I'm feeling with you. You're a very good person. I remember you. You're a very good person. I remember helping you before. They're telling me that there's been some delays there with that, but it's the same thing that we're all fighting today. That's why you got in today. And the guides are said to tell you, Lori, that you're fighting for that light, and they said it's going to be awkward, but you're going to eventually see him. They're just delaying it right now because we've got so much chaos trying to take over, and you're winning out. I feel like you feel better, and you're doing better than you were a month ago.
Yeah, I just moved, so it was quite a lot of work, and I was in a lot of pain from all the moving, and it was really draining, and I still don't feel really good. And then my friend, he called me, and he said, he would only be coming back he would only be staying for a couple days, and would I pick him up from, Seattle, drive over there, and spend all my money doing that, so then... and they wouldn't even be spending any time with me, so I just, haven't called them back,
Do you hear it? Listen, you guys. Those of you, take this show, because this is what's going on. Every time we go to reach energy, the light hits it. So obviously, do you see what they're telling me? That's what the interference is between you two. Well, we're going to get through. Talk about shoot me in the dark. Man, we're putting energy into this. I can hear it. I thank all of you. We are working on this. We're trying to get it there. Can you hear me, Lori, still?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. We've got a lot of calls. Don't you guys go anywhere. All of you light ones that are in, we're going to try to help as many of you as we can. We're also putting out a lot of force that those who've done the other energy is basically proven to us why we're redoing and revamping all of our work. Because what I love is that the positive energy and the light that we've done here is doing that. Lori, when you were talking about him, I got tears in my eyes.
Ah.
And I feel like that's part of what's happened, and I realize they're telling me that you've got to hang tough. You've had a hard life. You've had some stress happen.
Mm-hmm. Very, very hard.
We're trying to get Janine back on. We're trying to work. I want all of you guys to put your focus there to help me with this. And, also what the other did, there's some other forces doing it. And, it's like you're also going through some really positive work. I thank you, Maggie, our friends in the chat room helping us. Very phenomenal person, and we want to make sure that those who are trying to get in, you know, that they understand what we're doing here is that we're doing that. So, Lori, as I'm looking here, they're not going to give me a time. They're going to definitely send energy with you. Oh, there we go.
Hi.
I think we've got her. I think we've got Janine back. Janine? Yes, Janine. She's trying. Lori, we definitely hang on. They're going to keep going through the energy. Don't go anywhere. We've got you and Andrea with light behind us. Lori, we're going to put prayers out that you can meet your person from Colorado and get with them. The guides are holding tough, but we're fighting a lot of negative. Let's take our next one. 910, what do you know, 1910?
Namaste. Hi there.
Hi. We are, as you can tell, having a wild hour, trying all of our energies to get and put a push against the dark that's trying to come in and take our refrigerator. I'm just at it with it. This is Psychic Jethro, and I need to get from you your name, and would you like to ask a question? I feel like you've got quite a bit of energy. You've got a lot of stuff going on around you. You're putting out fires. There's a lot happening.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sending you light. And I have been since I've been listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, my name is Jay, and my question is, I'm definitely a light worker, but I just started a business with two partners that definitely are not. Yes, I am putting out fires, but I'm just wondering what you see around this business.
I see you doing the part of they're showing me like the Scorpio part where you're going to go into yourself and you're going to do the Phoenix. You're going to go in, you're going to set, and then you're going to come back out of it and you're going to do regrowth. And I think this is really stress, my friend Jay. You have my respect and prayers because I've been in your position. Those of us in light, sometimes it's so easy to see outside of it, but when we get close to our own nurses, we try to help people. And I feel that this two that are working with you are there, but I feel like you're carrying the extra load. And that's what that fire. And it seems like you're trying to keep your name clean. I see you keep getting stressed. I keep seeing you've put this work out, and they've got a catch 20 there. Every time you put something out, they start something else.
Exactly.
I see you able to work your business, and I see it take off very financially, so stable for you. I see that the other part of the guides also begin to handle some other work for you, and they're telling me that. They tell me that, excuse me, I apologize here, I'm getting a lot of energy from like Isis. I'm picking up, this was a Egyptian life. You had karma with them, and it's not good. It's like you're breaking up the negative work that they did back in that life, and you definitely need to get with our Janine. You know, she put that on there. Talk with her, have her do some. I see you working with someone like her, you two together, taking and putting some light out there all over and healing some of this dark work this negative's trying to do. If these two are these, well, you got one, don't get offended. One's trying to get in your pants pocket, and one's trying to get in your wallet or something. There's something odd about these two.
Yes. Yeah. I totally understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay, I apologize to any of you that are not adult. Please refrain from writing me. I know what I just said. PsychicsGoneWild.com, and that's what the guide said, and that's why I told Jay that, and he understands. But that's what they're telling me, and they said that you know this, and you've been trying to get them to raise their vibration to your energy, and you're not going to like what the guides are telling me. They're telling me that you're a loving person, and you can't save everyone. Sometimes you have to let them go. Save you have to lose the finger to save the hand. They're telling me that there's some really intense energy going on with you.
Yes, absolutely.
I feel the energy, and I feel the faith also happening with you, that no matter how or what you're trying to do, the guides are also telling me that no one's going to be able to ever say that you weren't the strongest individual. And it's like the angels are telling me there's a lot of strength happening with you. You're a good person. You're just a good person, and it comes back from that life. In the other life, you were female in that life, and I definitely like to do a reading with you outside of here because I know we are a mature audience, but this, Jay, you've got a life that we could write a steamy novel about because they're showing me as a female in that life, and these two were counterparts in that life, and I feel you were like their sex slave or something there.
Totally makes sense.
And they're trying to do that again in this life with feeling, only in a different way. And you're not playing the human teeter-totter game. I mean, you
right.
know.
Exactly.
I really am impressed. I thank you for calling in. Please stay on the line. We are going to try. We've got half an hour show left. Jay, I hope did that help you. I know there's some frames and time that I'd like to talk. Due to the energy we've got in here, you guys, I'm kind of hedging around real definite things because we do have an interference. And if you guys heard, I'm a little leery whenever I go to push the other phone because right now we've got some of the whatever firecracker sound stopped. I'm really worried about our Janine in London because we've got very little contact, but her phone sounds like I think she took on something over there. I don't. Jeannie is a little like Jay, a little tempered and very high in white energy, and she
my lightsaber.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay, and keep on following. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we just went a little wilder today. And thank you, Jake, for helping us keep the light on. We are going into the next energy here, and we're just rolling right along. We've got more calls than a lot, so I know you fans are there. Thank you, fans. When I asked for the prayer and when I put it out, you guys jumped in here to help me and Janine, and I'm so grateful. I love each and every one of you. You just came in here, and it's like Gone Wild is ready to go wild. I've got a full phone queue, and I'm adding more. 607, how are you doing today?
Hi, Jethro. This is Maggie. How are you?
I am really glad you're here. We've got a lot of energy going, and this is our healthy New York.
I'll say. Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I'm so grateful you called in. I was reading the article come on about the shrooms today. You didn't tell me you were going to send your guys down to cause firecrackers and wild energy at my show, Maggie. I'm kidding, Maggie.
I've been trying to access the chat room for the longest time. It took me forever to get in.
And that's what I feel. There's an energy block in all of it. We've got Janine on the line, and whenever it pulls up, it crackles, and she sounds like she's taken on Darth Vader, and then off she goes again.
Oh, she's probably working hard, like toe-to-toe with them.
You and her are so much alike. I like these strong women, but the angels didn't tell me when they put me in this life that I would have women that would scare me as a man. Because some of you guys are like, you don't pick up you make friends with Zeus. You don't grab his bolt and spank people with it. I've been trying to tell you.
That's funny. Anyway, the reason I called was because I wanted to talk about Janine's special that she has. She's starting it up today, and it's really exciting. She was able to get just a couple of moments of comments in on it, but I've been trying out some of the prototypes, and I got to tell you, I've been trying out different methods of increasing my awareness and getting through blocks. Blocks is the big one. For, oh gosh, several years. And I tried her program, and I just couldn't absolutely believe how potent it is. I felt physical, like zaps, electrical zaps, and I heard a tone, and it was so surprising to me. It startled me, and it's like, wow, this stuff is really gangbusters. And I have been having the most remarkable results from it. And she has programs for just about every conceivable human need, with weight watching, with breaking through your fears of money or enrichment, just all kinds of stuff, programming that gone wrong as a kid or whatever. It's just super, super potent stuff, and I just am so happy about trying it, and I just want to jump on the rooftops and tell everybody that this is an amazing special. It's such an incredible opportunity for people to get the real deal, and I just have to call up and tell people that if they're the least bit interested in breaking through their blocks and in getting into a finer sense of themselves and to expand as spiritual people, that this is the way to do it. It's really super.
Well, that worked out well, and I love that. And Maggie, I thank you for not only bringing the positive, but also giving us an example and trying it out, and that's what we know. I mean, the angels told me, I've worked with Janine. I also like you. We don't only love her, we both know she's phenomenal. Those of you who've had a chance to work with Janine, the testimonies speak for themselves. Go on her website, check it out, and look at, the site that she has with her www.crystalkey.com, and it's crystalki.com, and you guys will find it. If you look on Facebook, you can find it. Always type in Janine, spelled with a Janine, Reagan Sinclair. Janine's been doing this many years, and I love it, Maggie. Me and you are out there promoting. We've got more people here. Stay on the phone with us here. We're going to put this light out. Both of us will pull in Janine and find out who she beat up over in London this time. But they started it, you know, and I've always been that way. From a big family, if they get beat up, they started it. It's just the rule. And so 512, you're on live Psychics Gone Wild with me and Maggie. And stay tuned, you guys that are on. We're doing a doubleheader today. At 4 o'clock, we go right over to 714-333-3354. So if you didn't get in here or you had obstacles or anything, please try and get into that show, because there is where we're going to have it, because Janine's going to be back on again. One way or another, we're going to get her back on. 512, how are you?
Hi, I'm so glad that you took my call, because I have a question.
I'm so glad you did call in, because we are here for that.
Yay. I wanted to know if this venture with my husband is going to work out as far as business.
Okay, Anna, I thank you, and if listening to me, this is Psychic Jethro. I do apologize because of the interference. I do need to get your name, and definitely because of the permission with all the energy we've got throwing in here today. There's a lot of ones throwing. I do need to get your husband's name so that I pride myself on my accuracy.
Okay. My name is Pearl, and his is Joe.
Okay, Pearl, and good. I thank you, Pearl, and looking, I remember you from before. This is the relationship we had the argument over. So you guys are together. I was right.
Uh-huh.
Good. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. And what we continually do here is looking at the energy out. The guys are telling me that this will go through the business in the next couple of months. Definitely get with your psychic or with someone and work with them on handling some of that other energy. And remember, when you're putting more than one psychic together, you can have four different energies there. For the ones of you that are writing in or emailing me at the same time, for Pearl, what I'm trying to also get here, they're telling me this is going to go through, but there's going to be some other obstacles. You called in on the day when all this other is happening. I keep feeling like you and him are having an energy of working together. You work well together, but you guys are working on some new things that you can do so much together.
Yes. I just, you know, I don't want it to come in between our relationships, because he's an investor and he wants to teach me how to invest. And we're both so opinionated.
Pearl, I love you for your honesty. And Pearl wins the award for It's Real. That was beautiful. I love what you just said. She's honest about this. Now, those of you who are listening to what she just said, think about it. They tell me you're going to get around it. I see you two even stronger, and I see this in a relationship even going better. I know it's my love, and the fact is it's exactly there. I can hand her things, and she's phenomenal. There's sometimes when she's working, I just leave the house. It's better for the both of us. She's phenomenal in what she does. But then there's areas where she helps me and I help her. I see you guys overcoming it. I do see this, you two coming together, and look out, because they're showing me in the next 2 months you're going to take on something that's been causing adversary about his work, and you'll be the one to take it out. It's been what caused you guys problems once before, and you've had enough.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't know what that is, but that sounds good.
And I love it. And I thank you, Pearl. Definitely keep following on. And thank you. It's been a while. You were one of our regulars back in the day.
I've been so busy, and I've been going to psychic groups, and the other psychics are so intense, and the energy in the room literally makes the lights blink.
Now they would tell you, because of our light, that we're doing the work over here and we're cash. I hope that it's, and especially what we saw today, I hope this has helped you. But, yeah, it's different powers and your different beliefs and what you want. So, Pearl, I thank you for giving us a chance, and tell those other psychics hi and leave the lights on, as the song says.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, and blessings. And as we're going in, this is Psychic's Gone Wild, and we're going a lot wilder. This is Psychic Jethro. I want to thank you guys for letting me flex my psychic energy today. And Maggie, thank you for being here to take pictures. This is 925. You're on live.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I apologize. We're having a lot of interference there, so we're going to go right into our next call. 814, how are you today?
Hello?
Hello, you were on earlier. We couldn't get you through, and you made it, you brave one.
I'm so glad I got through. I don't know what happened before.
I feel it was the energy. You're a strong worker, and we've had a lot of stuff happening. Right now, Janine is out spanking something that was not nice that came in the room, and she's fighting with it. We've got firecrackers being thrown into our show. In our spare time, we have people in the room that are not happy. I'm happy. Maggie's happy. And now you're about to cancel. I'm really happy, 814. How are you?
Good.
And
good.
You are?
Amy?
Oh, good. Amy, I want to thank you. And can I ask, I'm picking up, you're not only shy, Amy, but you've got some kind of a headache going on. You've got some things happening. They keep showing me that looks like you're banging your head against the wall here. This is frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to right now leave the job that I'm currently at, and I put in for another position.
Okay.
And my question is, do you see me getting out of this job and getting the job that I put in for?
Oh, and this is definitely where you call it. We need you to get with Janine. When you called in earlier, I knew it. You were our first caller. You got in, and I feel this with you, Amy. I feel that there's a lot happening here. Now, I do know that we're in a transition, and I'm going to tell you this, too. Something else that's going on with it, too, is that it's also going to be able to really strengthen up and handle the whole energy that we were looking at, and that is whatever else is going on with you, Amy, there's a lot of confusion. Can you hear me, Janine? Janine's guides had something very strong for you, and I know this with you, Amy. Definitely, I'm going to put down your number, and when we go on the show, are you able to call in the Spiritual Learning Connection the next show? Because Amy, Janine will be on again. We're going to try and contact through with it because your guides are deliberately doing some other work with you, and it seems like you've gotten in a stress there. They're trying to. There's some things they want to tell you to release so that you can go on to the next level. You are very strong.
Okay.
And so what I'm also getting there with the energy is I'm really going into it a little bit. We're going to take just a second here. I'm going to try and find our Janine because I know she's out there. Those of you, just hang on. We're going to take a minute and 50 seconds with Dream Area from Canada with Transcend. Hello, Janine. This is Psychic Jethro, and obviously we've tried everything.
Hello.
Oh, Janine, don't ever scare me like that. I'm a psychic, but that was a little more than I wanted today.
All I could hear was fireworks going off.
All we could hear on this end was fireworks going off, and then we'd hear like you try to talk like to Darth Vader, and then we would hear, it was pretty wild. We have quite a few callers who've tuned in. We had a lot of people put energy in. It sounded like you were fighting something.
Right, okay.
So we were joking about who you beat up in London, so you will be teased. But 814, Amy, you're on live here, and we did find Janine.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, what can we do you? Is it Amy?
Yes.
What can we do for you, Amy?
I called in, currently going through, I'm having a lot of issues where I'm currently at, where I'm working at, and I'm trying in the process of changing jobs, and I put in for another position. So I wanted my question is, do you see me leaving my current position and getting the position that I put in for, my new position that I put in for?
I'm being shown a completely other company. The first thing that's coming to me is that the position that you want, you're right for it, but that you need to look to another company if you really want to progress. I don't know what's going on where you are, but there seems to be a brick wall that's blocking you getting to where you need to be in that particular place. And I'm being shown two buildings and an arrow going from one to the other. So it's like the guys are showing me that they want you to move elsewhere. What is it you do exactly?
Accounting.
Sorry?
Accounting. And what I put in for is, it's actually a higher level job. It's doing, it's like head of the whole business management side of being in charge of accounting and the whole business function of a hospital, like accounting, purchasing, computers, housekeeping, that whole dietary, that whole the whole business side of the hospital.
Right, and have you considered looking for a similar position elsewhere?
No, only because it's a state position, and I don't want to lose my benefits and my seniority.
Okay, well, that's what I'm being shown. I don't want, Jethro, are you picking up anything else here?
Same thing, and I knew you'd get more of it. And as you were shown, it was. I apologized to Amy. I let her know that you'd have to help her. They were blocking me when we went to do it, and we had so much energy. Amy, I thank you for being patient. I know this was probably a little wilder. This is not as wild as we usually get, but today was just a lot of energy. And I hope it helps you. Definitely go on psychesgonewild.com and check out. And thank you for giving us a chance today.
Oh, thank you.
And as we're going in and looking here with all of you, we've got it down to the last few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Hang on and go to 714-333-3354. That's 714-333-3354. And that's Spiritual Learning Connection. We will be in a few minutes going to one more call, and then we're going to run right over there, and you guys will be able to get in. So don't worry. We've got one more caller we're going to pick out of the lineup. I thank all of you guys. I apologize. You know, that we knew this was wild with our end, but we did, if you realize, we made it through the grade. And I do believe, honestly, Janine, I think we had outer forces realize that we were here to stay.
Yeah, I think so. I've been clearing the energies around because something happened there that was huge sparks going off.
And we could hear fireworks. And what was wild is we were talking, we could tease. I'm going to grab real quick. Are you okay, our Andrea?
Yes, I'm here.
What did you think of that with all the fireworks? Tell Janine what you heard when we were talking on here.
It was like fireworks, and it was like off and on. I couldn't hear.
Andrea, you did well running the show while both people were gone, and when we got back in and fought our way back through, you did real well. So thank you, Andrea. Going right in today, 770, you are our last caller, and hopefully we can help you at this last few minutes of the show. How are you, 770? Hello? All right. Going right along, we're going to go to our next person here. 989, you also got in today. How are you, 989?
Well, better now. I mean, the fireworks, the celebration. Isn't that a celebration with fireworks that, yes, you should be on and keep on doing?
I love that idea.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Yeah, it just happened after I was announcing the new product, the new programs as well. It's like, yay!
You gave such a good deal. I think even the guys were throwing in their award. We won some kind of New Year's party or something up there.
So that I would think of as a great sign of moving ahead and growth and expansion, and let's go. Talk on.
Rocky, we thank you for calling. You've made my day. And Janine, obviously, would you give us your name? And I feel like you've got a question.
Well, my name is Sharon, and my question was really about what you see as far as I'm looking ahead at my spiritual business and what I can do to go beyond what the guides are guiding as far as, you know, where I need to go next.
Backpacking. I'm being shown you with a backpack and traveling, and the Himalayas is coming to me. So they want you out and about where the energies are in nature. There's energies for you to pick up. In fact, I can see some hovering now. If you can just close your eyes and allow yourself to be taken to the Himalayas now in your mind, if you can do that for me, and just imagine you're there now, you'll see some golden orbs of energy and a spiral hovering above you. Can you sense them?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You ready to accept them?
Yes.
Okay. So just allow those to drop into your crown chakra now. These are new energies coming in for you. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. There's all the colors of the rainbow in there as well. That's lovely energy. But definitely I'm being shown backpacking for you. Sharon, you need to get packed. You've got work to do and it's out and about all over the place by the looks of it. Really good.
That's awesome. That would be a great change.
Yeah? Well,
yeah.
It's time to get outside, definitely, and get, you know, some comfortable walking boots, because I can see you climbing rocks and on a mountainside, and you're with a team. You've got guides with you, and you're out there walking. Yeah, you need to be where these energies are coming in for some reason. I think your whole field is like a conduit for new energies being grounded into Mother Earth. So that's why they want you outdoors. You're acting like an acupuncture needle for the planet.
Ooh.
Oh, well, that's bizarrely almost cool.
So I hope you're happy with that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for the imagery and for the vision. Thank you.
Fantastic. You're welcome.
Thank you, Sharon, and thank you for coming back even when it was wild. I was a little worried because we lost you too at the same time and you found your way back in, so I do think it was meant to be to meet you too, and blessings to all of you. We are at the last minute here. We're going to let everyone know how to get a hold of us. Please remember to tip your host and hostess. Go into our websites. Check it out. You never know. Janine, give them your website and how to contact you.
Yeah, if you go to www.crystalkeyhealing.com, you can sign up for the deal that's on tonight, $97 for all of those MP3s, and normally $297. You can also get me on Twitter. Please Twitter me. I need some new friends on Twitter. J. Regan Sinclair, JREGANSINCLAIR, all lowercase. So join me on Twitter, and I'm also on Facebook if people want to connect on Facebook as well, or go to the Crystal Key Foundation page and like our page there. We've got lots of interesting information. And if you want healing, you can contact me on Twitter or Facebook as well.
But we'll do this for that on Twitter. We all know of our two friends, and I'm going to play your music tonight, Woody. And I'm going to play you and Keith Evans' song of Gotcha. Remember to help us on Twitter. I now have over 28,000 friends. In honor of the Twitter of Janine, we'll play that song and see what you guys can do to help her with her friends and make some Twitter friends here for her. We know that you guys are sending out a lot of work for us, and we thank in each and every one of you. I love all of you. Psyche's Gone Wild will now go to Spiritual Learning Connection with another hour. We're going to see if we can keep Janine toned down where she doesn't fight with people. And, you know, no more brawls in the electric system. But we're looking forward to you guys tune in to 714-333-3354. Here we go.